you have murderous thoughts, you might as well go ahead and kill the person or the whatever it is you want to kill. It's the same. You have to realize that your thoughts are things, and they're always going to go someplace and do something. Usually they go inward and cause colon trouble. Because it's your thoughts that are doing everything in your life. So this teaching, again, we say it's very simple. Life is very simple. And why we try to make it complicated is absolutely beyond me. Everything starts in mind. Everything starts in your mind. And then it's from the inner to the outer. It's pressed out of you. Any thought that you have will press itself out of you, will manifest itself. Do you remember the old saying, you can't get blood out of a rock? Because it's not in there. You can't get anything out of yourself that isn't in there first. If you want it on the outside of life, you have to do it first on the inside of life. I have a cute story about, you know, I always tell you that you do not see with your eyes, you see with your mind. I had a young man in my home, and he asked if he could wash his hands, and I said yes. Well, and I pointed him to the bathroom. He came out of the bathroom, and he said, well, where do you wash your hands? Now, granted, he was a foreigner, we'll put it that way. I have what's called a vessel sink in my bathroom, which I had made from a Chinese bowl that I had. Now you can see the little pipe and stuff that runs up. He looked all over that bathroom. He could not find the sink. Because you see with your mind, not your eyes, and he was not used to a sink like that. So it did not dawn on him that that was the sink. He wanted to see a white porcelain sink like you're used to. So it's the mind that's doing it all. It's the mind that's seeing things. So why is that so important? If you have a consciousness or the thinking of lack and limitation, you are not going to have prosperity and abundance. It cannot be, because what's inside manifests itself on the outside or presses itself out of you. And I think that's such a wonderful thing to think. What am I thinking that I'm pressing so that it's going to press itself out of me and become something? See, it's the pressing out. Or expressing. See, it's pressed out of you. So change your mind, keeping it changed, is a little bit difficult sometimes, but it becomes a habit, and it becomes this idea. This month we're talking about the movements of the mind. You have to be able to see what your mind is doing to you. You have to be able to catch those thoughts. What happens is we're so automatic sometimes we do not catch them. But you can slow yourself down to where you see, oh my goodness, is that what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that those people are horrible. I'm thinking that this is happening and that's happening. And if you watch that television, it's going to convince you of all kinds of things that are going on out there. If you start to think of all the bad stuff that they tell you is out there, what are you going to produce in your life? You're going to produce bad things in your life. Divorce yourself from the world. Be in this world. Don't be of this world. And see nothing but beauty, abundance, and prosperity around you. And you will start, excuse me, you will start to see those things pressed out of you and manifested. That's the way it works. So we have to constantly be monitoring our thinking, and then change it. To go back to the idea that this plane of action, this plane of action, we are becoming God, and we're moving closer and closer and closer to God. So look at that and say to yourself, do I want to think this way, or can I choose to think in a godly way? which means kindness and all. It doesn't mean all this religious hoorah. It just means to be a decent person. You see, we don't need churches and moral things and so forth. That's the sign that wants to control people. A human being left on his own will discover these things for himself. He doesn't have to be mean and bitter. And some people, oh, I've always been mean and bitter. Well, why? Where's it gotten you to be mean and bitter ever? You see, but the mind, that little ego mind, loves to tell you that's your lot in life, to be mean and bitter. You don't have a lot in life unless you have that inside of you. But no one's given you a lot in life. You know, that's like the caste system. Who, you don't have to do any of that stuff. What you have to do is see, what am I really thinking? What am I really believing about myself, about this thing called God, and about the universe or the world in general? What is it? Do you think that this is a friendly universe? The universe is very friendly. A lot of stuff going on out there, but it's a friendly universe, and you have to remember that. The world sometimes isn't so friendly. But you do not have to pay attention to what the world is doing. The world has always done the same thing. You can look back on history 2,000-3,000 years ago. People were saying, oh, the world's horrible. Things are worse. It's going to hell in a handbasket. This isn't blah, 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 blah. The world is just the world. Don't try to change it. Change yourself. Change your thinking about the world. And you'll see things differently. When I get around people like that, I always look at them and say, well, thank God I don't live in your universe. I don't find these things going on. They just don't go on for me, you know? I don't believe that everyone is out to get me. I don't believe that theft is occurring. I don't believe any of those things. Yes, those incidences occur. But not in my universe. They occur in somebody else's universe. I'm never afraid that somebody's going to take something from me. No one can take anything from you. What you have because of your consciousness. And as long as you have your consciousness, nothing can be taken from you. And what you have is yours. It did not belong to anybody else. Everyone is a unique expression of God. Everyone thinks differently. I think we had that last week with you thought people thought the same as you did till you discovered they didn't. Yes. Everyone thinks differently. That's the wonder of this whole thing. And you can take my ideas and I take other people's ideas. I read a great deal. I do a lot of things. But I try to incorporate that into a belief system that I am making up. I do not adopt other people's belief systems. I look at them and I change mine if it's good for me. But I just don't blindly accept everything that comes down the pike. I mean, that's ridiculous. They say you should have an open mind, but not that open that your brains fall out, you know. You have to use your thinking. You have to use this brain, this mind, to figure things out. So, it's always mind. It's all we're ever going to talk about. And we're always going to talk about our own mind and the functions of our mind and what our mind is doing. You don't want to know what my mind is doing. Sometimes I don't want to know what my mind is doing. But you want to know what your mind is doing. What is it doing to you? It's the only culprit that you have in your life. The only one. Nothing outside causes that except your mind. And that's what the world doesn't want you to know. That you have complete control over that. It wants you to think, oh, these circumstances and all this stuff are not your fault. But they are your fault. Everything that comes into your life is there because it's your fault. So it's a basic type thing. This idea of mind should be a basic in your life. But we look elsewhere. All the time we look elsewhere. We will not stay in our mind and control it. We think, oh no, that sounds good, but it's not quite right. Because this is happening, that's happening, and I see this on television, and that on television. So therefore, something is going on the outside of life. Nothing is going on the outside of life. Your life is in your mind. And the life that you want, you have to go into your mind and develop that life so that you absolutely see it, and then it will press itself out and become a reality for you. But we don't do that. We think the mind knows what it's doing. Your mind doesn't know what it's doing. It doesn't have one clue. And if you let it run automatically on its own, it'll take you here, there, and everywhere. So, as a game, use this as a game to see what your mind is doing to you and then start to laugh. But you have to slow down enough to see that and realize, oh, it's my mind that's doing this. Nothing else is doing it but my mind. This economy is all mental. As soon as confidence comes back, the stock market and all this stuff will go back to normal again. But fear came in, and then everyone said, oh, it's getting worse, and it's getting this, and it's doing that. And everyone bought into that and started to believe all that stuff. Don't believe all that stuff. Remember, money is never the issue. It always has to be something else that's going on that's causing this. And it has to be inside of you. It has to be a belief system. It has to be a thought that's going on inside of you that's causing something on the outside of life. So if you don't like what's going on the outside of life, sit down and say, what am I thinking that is causing me to see this? What am I thinking that's causing me to see this? Am I afraid that money will run out? Am I afraid of this? Am I afraid of sickness, you see? What are your belief systems? What are your belief systems? We say that this thing called God, with God all things are possible. So then, we should be able to do everything if we really believe that. But we let our mind tell us differently. Oh no, you're not one with God. Oh no, you're not one with the universe. And then we set out to prove that. The mind sets out to prove that, to keep you separated. Instead of believing that, and then seeing how you can build on that belief so that your life turns out differently. So use your thinking powers always, and always say, well, there's something wrong here. It is in me. It is in my thinking. That, so a lot of people don't like that because they think, oh, well, then I'm the cause of this, that, and the other. Well, there's no way that you're going to get out of that. That's a universal law. It's a universal law. What you think about, you bring about, is a universal law. It will not change. It's immutable. It will just keep going. We have to bring ourselves to that realization. That I am causing my life, that I'm always going to be the cause onto my own experience, that no one else is doing this. I am doing it. It has nothing to do with economy, my boss, this, that, or the other thing. It has to do with my thinking. It has to do with my thinking. So we watch the movements of our mind. You can slow your mind down by two counts, and no one ever knows that, by the way. And then you put that out on the screen and you see, and you, which one? I don't want that one. I don't want this one. Here's the one I want. And then you start to think the thought that you want to think. So all life is about is learning to think what you want to think instead of letting the world and every stimuli that comes into you cause the thinking. You have to do it. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. It's what's going on inside of you. All life is on the inside. We are convinced that it's on the outside of life. As soon as this happens and that happens out there, then I'll be better and this will happen. No. Be better now. Be better now. And then it will start to change. Your whole life will start to change. So it's always going to be from the inside to the outside. So you're driving your mind. You know, nothing else is driving it but you. So do you want to drive your mind, or do you want your mind to drive you? We've all been to the point where we have allowed our minds to drive us, haven't we? And they usually drive us right to the nut house. So you must take charge. It's just like an automobile. It'll run without somebody steering it. Or you can steer it and run into things. Or you can say, ha, I know how to run this automobile. Keeping my hands on the wheel, my eyes in front of me, and I'm going to go with it. But we don't do that with our minds and our thinking. We let it go here and there and take us down all kinds of roads. Now, that was very entertaining at one time in my life. I loved to come up with all these scenarios and what people were doing and blah, 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 blah. Where does that get you? It gets you nowhere doing that. And we all do that. Something happens, we make up a story. We can change that story. How many times have we made up different stories about things that have happened to us? And we like to embroider them, don't we? You know, somebody talks loudly and we say, that man screamed at me. You see, that's a lie. He didn't scream at you. He talked loud. He was a loud talker. But we take all that in and we start to build stories. Oh, why is he yelling at me? Oh, he's yelling at me because he doesn't like me, and yada, 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 yada. And then we just go into a tailspin over it. But we caused that with our thinking. We must learn to think correctly. We must learn that we can think the thought that we want to think. We can think the thought that we want to think. That's more than just affirmations, and treatment will help. But you have to sit down and say, here's what I want to think. Here's what I want to think about myself. Here's what I want to think about the world. How many people, what do you think of other people? Do you know that other people are just like you? Or do you think, well, other people, they're not so nice, and this, that, and the other thing? You have to change that. You have to do that. Best way, of course, to figure out where you are in life is to get behind the wheel of a car and get out on these streets in Los Angeles, see if you yell, scream, and carry on all the time, cussing out people and telling them they cut off and they're nitwits and idiots and all. That's not controlling your mind. That's not controlling your mind. I had a friend who went to driver training school years ago, and he said the instructor said, every morning you get up and you put your goat in the trunk. Then when you're driving along and people are doing all kinds of crazy things trying to get on your nerves, you just go, can't get my goat, it's in the trunk. Can't get my goat, it's in the trunk. Isn't that a wonderful one? So you make a game out of it, you see. You can't get my goat. It's in the trunk. I think that's fabulous. These little things like that, when your mind can accept that, can see that, and you can use all those little things to help you in life so that your mind isn't. I hate when I get all upset behind the wheel of a car. What good? I say, oh, that person didn't look. But they didn't know I was doing, you know, they're not paying attention to me. That's our whole problem, you know. We think everyone's paying attention to us and the whole world is paying attention. The whole world's not even looking at us. Most of those people, they didn't cut you off because they hated you. They just do that maybe all the time, or they, whatever reasons. So don't take any of that stuff personally. Just keep on going with it. That's all you have to do it. So, watching the movements of your mind. What is your mind doing to you? Now, as I said before, that's a basic. Your mind should be taught as a basic thing. You've heard me say that you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use forever and a day. But do we still believe that? No, because when something happens, we turn it over to something else and say, it's not my mind doing that. Something else caused that. It's always going to be mind. It's a very simple teaching. And it's always going to be your mind. Doesn't matter if you're in an argument, if you're in this, that, the other thing. It's what's going on inside of your mind that's causing the whole thing. You can stop any argument, you know, right away by just saying, looking at the person and saying, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. No place they can go with that. Why do you want to? But your ego says, oh, you can't give in to them. You have to beat them. No, you don't have to beat anyone. It's much easier to go through life and say, oh, you're absolutely right. And then wave goodbye to that person, that's all. You don't have to do this. You don't have to get into these ego trips with yourself or with somebody else and get so entangled with all this. Keep your mind calm. Keep your mind at peace. Keep your mind serene. In a peaceful, serene mind, creativity will occur. In a mind that's yelling and screaming and going on, the very little creativity is coming out of that mind because you're using all your energy for that. So you want to calm your mind down. You can do that. I used that example a long time ago about you. If you had a young dog, you wouldn't let it poop and puddle in your house, but that you let your mind poop and puddle all over you. Don't do that to yourself. Learn to control it. It can be controlled. We just were not given the handbook for that. But now I'm giving you different ways to see that you can change your mind by slowing it down and just looking at it and knowing just because you have a thought does not mean that that thought belongs to you. It only belongs to you if you want to entertain it. Otherwise, thoughts are just going constantly through your head. And you can stop all those thoughts going through your head also. We do that because the ego cannot stand to be doing nothing. And the whole idea in life is to be able to do nothing, but just sit and be. You can just sit and be. Your mind immediately says, oh my God, you lazy dog, you get up and do something. There must be something you can find to do. Surely you're wasting your time just sitting there doing nothing. You're not wasting your time when you're doing nothing. You're going within. You're going to be able to communicate with that inner spirit of yours and with that outer spirit of yours. When you can calm down, when you can calm the mind down enough so that all that chatter gets out of it. I used to say, you want to hear from God. There's no way in hell you're going to hear from God with all that chatter going on. You couldn't hear God if he screamed at you. Because you're all that going on. So it's mind. It's mind, mind, mind. Nothing else. Forget about God if you want. Doesn't matter. What matters is your mind and what you are thinking. It's your mind that's making your life. It's your mind that's making your life. Very easy, very simple. Why don't we do it? Because we have never been taught to do that. I know people of great intelligence, and they cannot do it. They cannot slow their mind down. They cannot do this. They can learn all the outer things in life, but they cannot slow themselves down enough to see what they are causing in their life. And you have to be able to see what's going on. Always the mind. Always the mind. If you're upset, if you're worried, if you're frightful, that's your mind doing that. Nothing's out there. There's no frightful thing out there. If you say that everything is God, where's the fright? There can't
can't be.
Oh, well, there's these people out here who do this, that, and the other thing. Do you know any of them? I love when people tell me, oh, the world's just filled with all these people. I said, do you know any of them? These mean, hateful, spiteful people. Do you know murderers? Do you know thieves? And so forth. Where do you go? I didn't even run into a thief in this, and we're in the police station. And we're in a police station. I don't run into people like that. Where are these people that they're talking about? Remember the thing that when they said every 3 seconds a car is stolen in the United States? I've stood my street for a long time and no car was ever stolen on my street. So it's so prevalent. When we see it, when I see it, no, well, I don't want to see it. I don't have that in my consciousness. You see, I don't have that kind of thinking going on. I used to have that type of thinking going on. I could have gone right down the tubes with what I thought because of growing up in this world. Fortunately, I was able to change my mind, and my life improved immensely because of that. Improved immensely. So if it's that simple, you don't have to read another book. You don't have to read the Bible. You don't have to do any of that stuff. What you have to do is control your thinking and know that you are the cause under your own experience. That your mind is the main thing in your life. The main thing in your life. It's doing it all. It's doing everything to you. So don't allow it to do it. Decide what you want to think and then start to think that thought. It can work. Works for everybody. Worked for me. I told you the other week or something, I never tell you any of this stuff unless I experimented it and used it myself. If I can't do it, I don't talk about it. That's ridiculous. So I know that perfectly well that you can change your mind. Remember the idea that my alarm clock used to tell me to get up, you lazy lounge lizard, you'll never amount to a hill of beans? My alarm clock is off now. My mind does not say that to me. It says, good morning, Dallas, you're going to have a wonderful day. But I had to change that thought. Otherwise, I'd be doing that. We're always kicking ourselves. We're doing something. Change that. See, we're always going to be our own punishers. Our own punishers. Now, if that's absolutely true, if somebody says something mean and hateful to you once, you can get upset about that. And you can say, ha, perhaps that person caused this. But then when you think about it, the next time the person's not even around you, you're punishing yourself. You're the one that's causing that. You become your own prisoner, and then you beat yourself up. You see, every time you think one of those thoughts, yes, horrendous things have happened to all of us, for God's sake, but I don't think about them. I don't bring that up and say, oh, we like to do that. We think that's how many times you run into somebody and they tell you the same, something bad about themselves that happened 10 years ago, and they're not over that yet. They're saying, that's that old story about somebody said something mean and hateful and they ran into that person and they said, ha, I've hated you for over 30 years because you said this, this, and this. And the other guy said, well, I don't even remember it. Most people don't remember that stuff. But the one that, the guy who said it and didn't remember, had freedom. The guy keeps thinking of that same incident, has no freedom. Has no freedom. The past is the past. You only have this present moment. And in the present moment, it's not happening. So why are you bringing it in to the present moment? That's from your childhood, from anything. I know so many people that are much older than I and still remember something that happened in their childhood. I do not go down memory lane. I can go down memory lane. And I'm delighted that I had a nice childhood and all. But I don't sit around talking about it, and I certainly don't sit around thinking about it. That which takes me back. I'm not that child anymore. I'm not that person. I'm this person that you see right now, this moment. Next week when you come, I will be a different person. Because I'm growing. But if you're looking back, you do not grow. Remember Lot's wife? She looked back and turned to salt. And metaphysically, when you're looking back and not going forward, you freeze in mind. Your mind cannot go because you're making it go back. So you crystallize. You become a pillar of salt. Don't do that to yourself. Don't become that. You can't do anything about the past but forgive it. And then forgive yourself. And go on to next. Everyone's worried about the future. Your mind likes to worry about the future. What's going to become of me, this, that, and the other thing. The future is made in the present moment. All future is made in the present moment. So if you're correct with your thinking in this moment, that is your future. It will become your future. There's no such thing as future. It's only the present moment. We live on this plane of action where we see this linear type time going. There's no such thing as literal type. Time goes this way. Time always explodes. It goes this way. No center to it. So don't do that. Stay in the moment. Don't let your mind take you to the past or to the future. Stay right here where you are. You have to be present. The other thing that we're never taught is you must always bring your mind back to your body. You must keep your mind in your body. You let your mind go here, there, and everywhere. If you're daydreaming, can be fun, amusing, but your mind then is not in your body. So then how are you going to learn? How are you going to see things in this moment if your mind isn't there? If your mind is somewhere else? So always bring your mind back. So use your mind. The only thing that's going on here is mind. Regardless of what the appearance says, it's always mind. Everything is an issue of mind. Everything. That table there, somebody thought that table up. Started in mind. Everything starts in mind. Can you see that? Everything starts in mind. Just doesn't pop up there. It has to start in mind. So, control your thinking. Learn to think the thought that you want to think. And what are the things that you have to know about yourself? You're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yes. All right, let me do some cards. I love my cards. There is really a no need for man to have trouble. Because if he will only seek God first, the trouble need never come. You don't need trouble in your life. Seek God first. Remember the thing, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all else will be added unto you. Seek God first and all will be added unto you. I have a cute story about this. A young man in New Jersey called me the other morning to quickly do some prayer work for him because his friend had done something a way back in history someplace, and all of a sudden there were 7 police cars out in front of the house. And he immediately called me, and then he called Silent Unity. Well, come to find out, the police cars were not there for that reason. They changed their minds and went someplace else. But it opened up a whole new dialogue for John and his friend. Opened up a new dialogue, and John wasn't upset. And the whole thing, because of prayer first, changed. Because of prayer first, it changed. Instead of getting all upset with the police cars out in front and saying, oh, what did I do wrong, or what did he do wrong, or what's going on here? John called, he said to the man, I don't know what the guy's name was, excuse me one moment, I have to make two telephone calls. Made the two telephone calls, came down, and the whole situation was resolved. Was resolved. And this poor boy thought he was going off to jail. He sent seven cars. Prayer works, but you have to start there. You have to start with prayer. Remember the story of the lady on the boat? They did this, it was sinking. They did this, that, and the other thing, and finally somebody says, oh, I guess we better pray. And she said, oh my God, has it come down to that? Has it come down to that? Instead of, that should be your first thing. Why did that change? Why did that situation change with the police cars and all? Because John started to pray, started to see the situation differently. You see? And that then was pressed out of him. You see? You can change things instantly with that. And he was able to do that. Of course, I take some credit. All causation is mental. And that your body and all your affairs, your home, your business, all your experience are but the manifestations of your own mental state. Your own mental state. Now, a lot of people get upset about that, you know. But once you know, you put yourself where you are, you can get yourself out of it. That's the most marvelous thing of this teaching. You don't have to live where you are. You don't have to do it. The world teaches you, you made your bed, now you must lie in it. We're telling you, if you make a mess, walk out of it. Forget the mess, forgive yourself, and start to think differently and make a different world for yourself. But all your affairs, your home, your business, and all your experiences are but the manifestations of your state of mind. Of your state of mind. And you know probably lots of people who are always in trouble, always this, always that going on. And you know perfectly well it's their teaching. Or their teaching. It's their thinking that's doing that. I grew up with a family. My mother and father always said, oh, we always get a lemon for a car. And they always got a lemon. But they said that. At the time, I was too... I wasn't into this teaching. But I will never forget them always saying, oh, we always get a lemon. And they always got the lemon. Don't get lemons in your life. The great law of the universe, that what you think in your mind, you will produce in your experience. That's the great law of the universe. That's a universal law. What you think in your mind, you will produce in your experience. You will produce in your experience. People want money, always. They want a prosperity consciousness. Then you have to think prosperity all the time. But what do? You allow the news and the world to tell you that money isn't there. We don't have any money. The government is closing down. There's always plenty of money. Always plenty of money. The government must have some type of money. I'll tell you a cute story about a friend I was helping. Need to get his Social Security. And they denied him, so he got an advocate, and a year later they finally said, okay, you're right, you get your Social Security. Well, after that happened, they just sent him checks after check after check. They owed him for this, they owed him for that, to a total of over $10,000. Now, where did that money come from? if the government has no money, if there's no money around and things are bad, he got $10,000 and he can't be the only one getting that. You see? But he never believed, he believed that he would get that. He never believed that they weren't going to give it to him. And he got it. So, you have to do that. Outside things are but the expression or outpicturing of our inner thoughts and beliefs. Our inner thoughts and beliefs, outside things, are but the expression or outpicturing of our inner thoughts and beliefs. Always from the inside out, always in your mind. Your mind is causing everything. Your mind is causing everything. Is there anyone here who doesn't know that now? Is there any of you? It comes and goes, but is it staying more than leaving you? That you say, oh, it's my thinking that's doing this. It's my mind that's doing this. You know? Good. We can get only what belongs to us at any time. And no one can prevent are getting that. And so all persecution and hindrance are absolutely from within. It's from within. Anytime you have persecution or hindrance, it's from within. You're persecuting yourself and you're setting up the roadblocks for yourself. And we have wonderful excuses for that. Why we don't get what we want, we have excuses. There's a wonderful book out, if no one has read it, by Wayne Dyer called Excuses Be Gone. Don't come up with any more excuses. And we love to come up with excuses. Human beings love to come up with excuses for things, and we think that it's all right to have an excuse. If we have an excuse, then it's all right. If we have an excuse, it's all right. You know, in L.A., the biggest excuse is you're late because of traffic. So you think that that makes you on time. That's not the way that equation works. Traffic has nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do with anything. Except what you're thinking in your mind. Always mind. And what you are doing with your own mind. Simple, simple, simple. So, yes, there is such a thing as God, and you can call that a power, a wisdom, an intelligence. But if you don't control your own thinking, it makes no difference. It makes no difference if there's a God or not a God. See, God can only do for you what God can do through you, through your consciousness. If you want abundance and prosperity, it will not come to you if you have a consciousness of lack and limitation. As much as you want it, as much as you say, oh, I want that, you say, it will not happen because the belief that you're using, the consciousness that you're having, is lack and limitation. And God does not change your consciousness. Only you can change your consciousness. Once you change your consciousness to a prosperity consciousness, that is what comes through. That is what comes through and is pressed out into this thing that we call reality. But it's done with you. It's done with your thinking. But we want to think, oh, well, God will help me with this, that. No, God will help you only when you change your thinking, only when you change your consciousness. And you know tons of people that absolutely believe in God and are reading the Bible and doing all that, nothing's happening because they will not change their mean, hateful, spiteful consciousness. They will not change that. You have to change those things. We don't have to be mean, hateful, and spiteful. Those are the easy things in life. Learn to do something else with your life. Learn to think differently about yourself. And start to say to yourself, I'm starting to become like God. I'm starting to become like God. There's nothing else you can become. There's nothing else out there but God. And you can start to become like God and give up all these other ideas about yourself. It's our ideas, it's our preconceptions that hold us back. So don't hold yourself back anymore. say, I have this power. I'm using this power. This power is coming through me now. And it's using me. My consciousness is open for this to happen. And then let it happen. Give yourself permission for it to happen. A lot of people do all this stuff. They never give themselves permission to have it. You have to give yourself permission. Not only knowing that it is absolutely possible, but you have to say, ah, I'm open to this. I give myself permission to have these things. Because we think it's nice to race after things. It's nice to have these goals and so forth and just pound away all the time. Why don't you just give up and say, let it come to me. I'm no longer going to chase anything. I'm just going to let it come to me. I'm going to let it unfold for me. And it will unfold perfectly if you seek first the kingdom of heaven. If you seek first God, all else will be added unto you. All else will be added unto you. It's easy. It's done with your mind. So love yourself and love this mind of yours. I mean, mine could drive me crazy sometimes, but I still say, ha ha, I love it and I can control this. I can figure this out. Now, I don't do it instantly, people. Sometimes it takes me a day. You know, I can't do it sometimes instantly. But when I can do it instantly, I'm absolutely delighted with myself. But phew, it just turned right there. Just turned in a snap. And it's all there to be able to do. So, control your thinking. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.